convinced.
Eric, does that answer your question? I guess he's moved on. So, Brian, go ahead with yours then.
All right. This question, Dr. Griffin, it's a little bit different from the ones I normally ask, so I ask you to bear with me for a second. If you look out since September 11th, 2001, we've seen what appears to be, at least in our media, as Russia becoming more of the old Soviet state that it used to be. You've seen the crash of the dollar, or at least what appears to be an oncoming crash. We've seen the euro go up. And lately I've seen oil nations talking about consolidating their currency like an EU, and they had been talking about pinning it to a dollar, but it wouldn't surprise me if they go to the euro instead. If this was if it was an inside job, have we brought these different things upon ourselves? You know, was this the catalyst, and have we brought it on ourselves?
Well, this is another question that I don't get into. I try to stick to things that I think I know something about. And this is in the category of, you know, what really was going on with 9/11, that is, who was really behind it. I focus on the operational level, where I say it appears that Dick Cheney was right in the center of things. And, of course, Rumsfeld and Myers and the Pentagon had to be, too. But who was behind them? Who was telling them what to do? I don't get into that. I'm not so much wondering who was behind it and that they were not just working autonomously. And then the question, well, if it is the elite of the world or the elite of this country, what were their ultimate motivations? And what were their motivations with regard to the dollar and so on?
Well, I don't want to get so much
all
into
all these different theories. Some of them may be true, but it's not something that I get into.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get so much into who was behind it and was it a plan and, you know, the elite and all that. But I'm just simply looking at, since 9/11, we've tried to fund a war in Afghanistan, a war in Iraq, and we've spent tons of money. And we've watched the price of oil go up. You know, I'm just kind of saying, because, you know, even how do you word this?
Well, I think I know what you're getting at, and the question
looking
would
at the
be,
monetary.
Well, can I break into both of you because we have a